I'm Lou Larini from Surreal News, broadcast on WSLRLP 96.5 FM in Sarasota and WBPVLP 100.1 FM in Bradenton. And I was just thinking that in spite of the technological advances made in recent years and the ability to count things, election results could take months to certify, if ever. An early sign of the trouble for supervisors of elections and other officials tasked with the job of counting the votes and naming winners occurred recently in New Mexico, where the three-member Otero County Commission, in its role as a county canvassing board, voted unanimously against certifying the results of the June 7th primary without raising specific concerns about discrepancies. "I have huge concerns with these voting machines," Otero County Commissioner Vicky Marquardt offered as the reason for not recognizing the election count. The machines in question were, you guessed it, made by Dominion, the company accused of somehow being in cahoots with the dead Hugo Chavez, the former leftist president of Venezuela, who allegedly coerced the company to secretly add a feature to the machines that permitted the switching of votes. Of course, that theory has been solidly debunked, and some of the folks, such as attorney Sidney Release the Kraken Powell and the MyPillow guy, who traveled around the country with supposed evidence of the fraud, have been sued for millions in defamation lawsuits filed by Dominion, who, by the way, is expected to win. Consider that part of Powell's defense was that her allegation was so far off the wall that it could not have caused harm to Dominion because nobody in their right mind would believe it. But there's the rub. In spite of the overwhelming lack of evidence, there is nothing nefarious in those machines. Some, like the Otero County Commissioners, have arbitrarily decided not to believe that. So now, New Mexico's Democratic Secretary of State, Maggie Toulouse Oliver, did ask the state Supreme Court to order the Republican-led commission of the rural county to certify the primary election results. And in case you're wondering why these commissioners were so opposed to learning the results of this election, continue to be puzzled when it is noted that the Orange Menace of Palm Beach won 62% of the vote in 2020. And as for respect for the rule of law, Marquardt laughed at the suggestion that the court might intervene in the election dispute. "And so then what? Are they going to send us to the pokey?" she said. 2 days later, New Mexico Supreme Court ordered the county commissioners to do their jobs and certify election results. A spokesman for Oliver said that the office is also pursuing a criminal referral with the state's attorney general, which could result in the commissioners being charged with contempt of court or removed from office if they do not follow the court instructions, or, I suppose, being sent to the pokey.